The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. Do you have faith? Do you believe? Of course you do. There is no one on earth that does not have faith. There is really no unbeliever in the true sense of that word. The atheist is very, very zealous in his belief. The communist is very fanatic in his belief. The Mohammedan is likewise fanatic in his belief. And so is the humanist. So is the Hindu. So is the primitive pagan. They all have faith of some kind. They all believe in something or in someone or in some principle. The sad thing is that the majority of the people on earth have a false faith. The object of their faith is not true. That's why, of course, you know, the first and most important commandment is, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And Luther rightly explains, this commandment means that we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things, in God alone, and in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior. Yes, you have faith. The question is for everyone, is it the true and effectual faith? Is it the faith that will accomplish salvation and help? What is true and effectual faith? We see here in this wonderful episode the healing of the nobleman's son. True faith, effectual faith, does not rest on the outward evidences. Jesus was in Cana of Galilee, not very far from Capernaum. In Capernaum lived a nobleman. He evidently belonged somehow to the retinue in the court of Herod the Tetrarch, also called Herod Agrippa the King. He wasn't very much of a king. The court of Herod Agrippa wasn't a very religious court, you know. And Herod was the very one who was forever seeking signs and wonders. This nobleman lived in Capernaum, and he had a son that was very sick. He was sick even unto death. Jesus came and fell, the nobleman came to Jesus and fell down before him and said, "Come down and heal my son, for he is about to die." Then Jesus said something very clear and very important. He said, not just to the nobleman, but to all that multitude that was gathered around him, all eager to see something. He says, "Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." Signs and wonders. In this statement, Jesus very clearly highlights false faith, the ground of a faith that is not effective, that is not true. Signs and wonders. You know, people are strange that way, are they not? And perhaps, maybe we haven't realized that at times we might just be depending too much on results, visible, evident results of our prayers. Certainly the world looks for signs and wonders. They won't accept revelation. They won't accept even the great revelation, the living Word, Jesus, the eternal Son of God, who sacrificed himself on Calvary for the sins of the world and arose again to seal that victory. No, that's not enough of an evidence. But you know, even in the church, there are people who look for evidences, signs, and wonders? One of the great examples of such, you know who he was, Thomas. "Except I see the wounds in his hands and in his side, I will not believe." "Come here, Thomas," when Jesus appeared to him, he says, "I'll give you the evidence, but you accept me because you see me, really here. Blessed are they who believe and have not seen." No signs and wonders, no. But we do not need the self-imagined special powers of the Spirit to go about as the first-class citizens of the kingdom, to give healing miracles or talk in strange-sounding voices. No, not signs and wonders. Look at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Abraham believed in the Lord. Abraham didn't know where he was going. By faith, he went into this country that the Lord said, "Get up and go to this country, I'll show you." Sarah believed. By faith, Sarah was saved. Rahab and all the rest, the patriarchs and the saints of old, by faith, not by sign and wonder. Abraham would still be wondering. He would have depended upon signs and wonders only. Well, then, what is true faith and effectual faith? Jesus indicates that here through this nobleman, through this courtier of the court of King Herod Agrippa. When Jesus said, "You will not believe except you see signs and wonders," then the true faith of this nobleman came to the fore beautifully. This nobleman didn't care about signs and wonders. This nobleman came to Jesus in desperation, at the brink, at the extremity. His son was about to die. He came trusting that Jesus was the one who could help him. Jesus was the one who saves. He could care less about signs and wonders. He placed himself completely upon the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's true faith. True faith rests only upon our gracious Lord, our wonderful God. We don't see him. He's not walking about. That's not necessary. We know. By faith we know, we trust. We believe. And that is true faith. That is effectual faith. It doesn't need to be girded up and shorn up with visible demonstrations. And that faith will bring visible demonstrations. Indeed, it is effectual. For at that very moment that Jesus said to this nobleman, "Go, your son shall live," the little one. It's really touching. The little one. That's what this nobleman asked for. "Lord, come and save my little one." The little one began to mend. The nobleman and his whole house believed, we're told. They had then evidence of a true and trusting, effectual faith. That's the faith you and I need. That's the faith everyone needs if he wants the true, effectual faith. In moments, we come to the altar, do we not? The altar is not sign and wonder and symbol. The sacrament is seal and reality. We're coming there not in a significant or symbolic way. We're coming directly to the Almighty God and Lord Jesus Christ, who is truly present. We come to him and we say, "Lord, I believe, I trust." And the Lord says, "Go, you shall live. You are forgiven. Come then, always come to the Lord Jesus. Without visible evidences, or wonders, or signs, or symbols, come to him. In your prayers, certainly in this blessed fellowship and communion, come directly to Jesus, and he'll come directly to you, sealing your forgiveness, your salvation, and your help. Come. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.